From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Cities across California plan to build thousands of new tiny homes, places where those in need can find shelter, privacy, and security. It's the latest strategy to address the state's entrenched homelessness crisis. But right here in Sacramento, a private citizen is already giving that strategy a try. Retired preschool teacher Robin Moore opened several tiny homes in her own backyard 4 years ago. Since then, dozens of families have benefited from her Safe Harbor program, helping them get back on their feet. Now, the city of Sacramento has established a tiny home grant program in Robin Moore's name, with the goal of purchasing a dozen more small structures to be placed across the city. To discuss the new program and what it's like to open your backyard to those in need, we're joined now by Robin Moore. Robin, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good afternoon. That's right. Robin, before we dive into your decision to open your backyard to families seeking shelter, tell us a bit about yourself. You worked as a volunteer for years with displaced families, right?
Yes. Yes, I have. At this point, I feel like it's part of my DNA, going back to my grandmother and my mother, who was a nurse for 60 years, working with several different churches, and just getting out in the community and believing that the impact I can kind of change, you know, some things, not everything, but some things for someone during the hardest time, which was COVID, which is when all this culminated.
And that's what so many people want to see with this issue is a positive change. And that's behind these initiatives. So let's get to the heart of this issue. Tell our audience, what was it that inspired you to move from volunteer work to this decision to open your backyard to people and families seeking shelter?
It was many things. Mostly it was because I did have that history of serving. All of a sudden, we're on lockdown. And the people that needed assistance the most it was almost, in a way, illegal to go out and try and serve because we were in COVID protocol. And how do you put your heart on lockdown? You know, how do you sit with yourself? And there was something I could do. And I'm a person of faith. I'm just going to say that I feel like everything that I've done in the past has prepared me for the tiny home project. We just decided to follow the prompting of God and say yes. I felt like it was an assignment, and it was something that I had to accept if I wanted to sleep at night. And then I told my husband, I do want to give him credit. He doesn't get enough credit. And if I can just, I know we're on the radio, but if I can convey to you the look in his eye, when I said, I think we should have a tiny home community, you know, in the backyard. So I do give him a lot of credit. He works with homeless veterans. He himself is a veteran of foreign wars.
How did he take the initial idea? I mean, was he hesitant? Did he jump in? You said that there was a certain look on his face.
Well, he's not a stranger to the things that prompt me to do what I do. Sometimes it's spur of the moment, but he basically, there was a little envelope that we kept. This is an example. There was a little envelope that we kept on the top of a shelf. And every time he got paid, he would put a couple of $100 in that envelope. So I could, you know, just start to build it out. And then he said that if the Lord told her to do it, I'm not going to stand in the way. So there's the, you know, this is kind of a faith walk, and it wasn't just me. I'm just one person. I'm a beautiful middle-aged woman. But if you look at me, you'd say there's no way that she was able to do that. And I would say, you know what? You're right. It takes a lot of good-willed people who have come together, you know, pressed down and shaken together to be able to pull this off. So I know that you're talking to me, but behind me, there are hundreds of people who came together at the time we needed it the most to help put our community together. And I really want to, you know, extend gratitude to each and every one of them.
Right. My understanding is you had people who volunteered their time and their services, an electrician who helped out, others who volunteered. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's divine in a way to where the people that we needed the most I didn't even have to go anywhere. They would just walk up to me. They would just suggest that, hey, I do this. And I'm like, well, do you have any time? Of course I have time. It let me know that the people of Sacramento want to serve and they want to help and they want to be part of the solution. And sometimes they just don't know where. And thank God that we were able to have a place where they could walk out their faith or a place where they can just do what they believe that, you know, humanity is worth it.
Robin, help our listeners visualize what this small, tiny home community in your backyard, what it looks like, how many homes, what's inside the homes, how does this all work?
Okay, so I can't really explain it to you without mentioning Family Promise of Sacramento. So Family Promise of Sacramento has been in Sacramento for 20 years, assisting families. And during COVID, they had to shut down their rotation because they used a lot of churches to be able to house people. And the families would move from one church to another, creating a shelter that was, you know, cost-free and engaged the community. With that shut down, they went to the motel and the hotel model. And that's expensive. You know, there was a time where they had to cut back the number of families just because of the cost of housing families. So it was perfect. Everything lined up. And I told Marcia Spell of Family Promise, I said, Marcia, I'm going to build some tiny homes. Well, I didn't build them, but we're going to construct a tiny home community. And she was saying, do it. Go ahead. We're behind you. We need it. And it took about 10 months. So from the actual ordinance, what happened during COVID is the creative housing kind of loosened up a bit. And also the city council at that time decided that we were in a homeless crisis. Decided that we were in a housing crisis. Well, if you ask, you know, a lot of people who were involved in housing, we kind of already knew that, and we're glad to welcome them to the table officially. But there ensued some ordinances, you know, that allowed for a more relaxed permitting situation, depending on your zoning and some other things. I won't get into the weeds with that. But we then, you know, were able to work with the city of Sacramento. And within 10 months, we had 4 tiny homes that were ready to take families out of their cars and out of their hotels.
So these families mm-hmm. that then did come and live there at these tiny homes, how long do they typically stay? What's the program like? What kind of services are available to them?
So Family Promise is our front end. So they take the calls. The families who are in their cars or their motels, or they're in a, I call it a situation where they have fluid living conditions. They call Family Promise, and Family Promise does an intake. And that intake, I think they take maybe somewhere between 15, 20 a week. maybe more. So family promised us the criminal check. They do the scans. You know, it is in my backyard. I'm just gonna tell the audience. I might be a little out there, but I'm not quite out there.
Sure.
So I do depend on them to keep us safe, and then to find a good fit for the community. We want to help as many people as we can, as safely as we can. So we depend on Family Promise to do the intakes. And they also follow up with some weekly case management. They follow up with budgeting. You'd be surprised how many people have not been introduced to budgeting. And we both know you can make as much money as you can, but if you don't control the back end. And then there's a lot of other situations that occur when someone becomes homeless. We don't have enough time to name them all. However, there's losing your lease. There's losing your job. There's having car problems. A lot of people are one or two emergency instances away from being homeless. Or from being in a situation where their living condition is threatened and their stability is you know, set to, you know, to who knows what. If the landlord wakes up, decides they want to sell their apartment or their rental home, then the deposit now is what a month plus deposit, and with the rents being $2,000 a month, who can come up with $4,000 a month when you have kids and you're living paycheck to paycheck? You know, so there is this, Martin Luther King said it, that it's not enough to give someone who's asking for a penny or asking or begging for 50 cents, it's not enough to give them that money. What really justice would ensue when you question the system that actually has people begging, that actually has people in need, you know, of the basics. So hopefully we can all come together. Hopefully I'm not just a one-off. Hopefully I'm not... especially with the program and the grant. Hopefully this isn't just, you know, something. Hopefully this is the norm. And I often think, instead of, oh, she does this in her backyard, oh my gosh, who does this? Why can we not turn that and say, oh, well, she has a tiny home in her backyard and they're helping, you know, why can't that be the norm? I feel like we're in a kind of an upside down world where the things that we do are, you know, aren't done all the time.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Robin Moore, who built a tiny home community in her backyard and is the namesake of a new grant program announced this week by Mayor Kevin McCarty. So, Robin, you were at the State of the City address on Monday, where Mayor McCarty announced that his new tiny home grant program was named for you. How did that make you feel?
What? I was like, what is going on? And I was sitting down saying, why is he saying that? And I asked my husband, I said, have you? And he's like, no. So I was completely surprised. I know the office had, and I have, you know, kind of talked a few times, and I've been following that office or Mayor McCarty since he was helping women's empowerment years and years ago, 10 years ago. And for it to come... And me to actually be honored in that way, it was twofold. It was like, you know, thank God that someone else will have assistance to create a tiny home village or something that will help other people. We didn't have that. I remember the glances, and I remember, you know, just paying a little bit from that envelope that my husband had and from the paychecks we could and from the savings. And, you know, my family looking at me like, is she going to stop? But at the same time, if we had some support. But I don't know, has anyone ever done that before? When I was at the city, there were meetings because there have been things like it. But now they are seriously considering, we're going to permit this because this is what we need. This is what Sacramento needs. So I think there always has to be a first, or there always has to be, you know, an establishment in order for people to understand that, you know, this can work. A private citizen can engage, you know, with the needs of the community, and they can make a difference.
Well, Robin, we've got about a minute or so left, and that's what I'm hoping you can leave our listeners with. If somebody is interested in doing this or something similar, what advice would you give them?
The advice I would give is just believe in why you're doing it. Remember, if you're going to step out on faith, there is fear. Don't think that that you're going to be fearless. There will be that, but that's okay, because we do hard things. People are extraordinary. That means there's a little extra. So when people say, oh, she's a little extra, nowadays it might mean something different, but it's okay. Extraordinary. And there's a lot of extraordinary people in Sacramento, and they can do extraordinary things.
That sounds like wonderful advice for both what you're doing and for a lot of lines of work in the world here. Robin, I'm so grateful to sit down with you here on Insight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was North Sacramento resident Robin Moore, who opened the Safe Harbor Tiny Home Community in her own backyard several years ago to serve families in need of shelter. Up next, a video blaming Democrats for the government shutdown is being shown at airports around the country, but some legal experts warn that it could be illegal. We'll get an introduction to the federal Hatch Act. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Chris Nichols.